The Bridge.
The A160 on the Bridge is underwritten by 7th Heaven, the Vinyl Underground, and Smoke Shop, serving Kansas City for over 47 years.
Hello and a happy Tuesday evening to you. This is Chris Higurian, host of the 8160 on your radio dial at 90.9 The Bridge. Thanks for tuning in or stumbling upon us this evening. This week on the show, we're going to continue with our third week in a row of all brand new music. We have brand new music from 11 different Kansas City musicians. I don't know if you happened to tune into the station yesterday. If you looked at the calendar, yesterday was August 16th or 8/16 day, sort of like the namesake of this show, the 8160. And yesterday on the Bridge, we played music by all Kansas City artists all day. Every day, you hear local music on the station, and we're lucky to get to give you a full hour of it every Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here on the station, and excited to share a bunch of brand new music with you. But before we get to that, our opening bumper this week on the show was by David Luther, and he has a show coming up on Thursday night over at Eula, which is a really cool clothing store over in Westwood, which also they make masks and have sold, I don't know, thousands of them. And with every one they sell, they donate money to Midwest Music Foundation. Good people over there at Eula. On Thursday night this week, David Luther as well as Sam Wells will be playing a show. You can find more information on David Luther or Sam Wells or Eula's social media about that. Other bulletins this Sunday over at the Lenexa VFW from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Vinyl Heaven is hosting a record show. I'm excited to get out and see some crazy record collections or other music trinkets are in store out at the record show hosted by our friends at Vinyl Heaven, but it's out at the Lenexa VFW. Also, save the date. Kansas City Irish Fest is back. Last year, they went hybrid, and they had sort of in-person and then a lot of online. Our very own John Hart was a huge part of that. It was a very cool streaming event called the Mixtape, and this year, they're back full force, an amazing lineup of musicians from literally all around the world, and they're going to be playing for you right here in Kansas City, down at Crown Center on Labor Day weekend, all weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A great way to have fun, get outside, plenty of room to spread out and distance yourself at the Kansas City Irish Festival. More information on their social media or Google Kansas City Irish Festival. One of the biggest in the country right here in Kansas City. What else we got? So next Thursday, this is a big one. I could spend a whole show on this. I probably should spend a whole show on this, actually. Next Thursday, we are celebrating officially the 20-year birthday party of 90.9 The Bridge, and we're doing it at Lemonade Park. We're doing it in a very cool way. We've teamed up with several different musicians, and we have these very cool videos that have been put together in a 30-minute movie, and that movie will screen. I'll talk more about this in a little bit. There's also going to be live music from our friends Lava Dreams and Jazz. And then also Kiana White, who used to be in a project called Yes You Are. These musicians will be playing live for you next Thursday night at an event called Playback at Lemonade Park. And there's a very cool video component, and I'll talk more about that in the show. That's a tease to make sure you hang on. But let's get to some new music. Like I said, we have new music from 11 different musicians this week here on the show. This song is by a musician named Geraldine Glenn. It's called Interim Love. It was released on July 23rd, and Michelle Bacon debuted the song on the Bridge page at bridge909.org, which has all sorts of exclusive reveals of songs and music videos and content all the time. You should follow along. But this song really hit me, and it was one of those things you hear, and as a person who hosts a local music show, you hear this voice, and you're like, who in the world is that? But Geraldine Glenn has this amazing debut song. She had some help from the guys in The Freedom Affair and The Blacklight Animals, Cole Bales and Brandon Mosier. They help arrange, mix, and produce and play several instruments on this track. And the song, again, is called Interim Love. If you want to know more, go over to bridge909.org and you can read more about who is still a mysterious musician to me, Geraldine Glenn. Here it is, Interim Love.
Don't be remiss, I'm nothing but interim love, interim lover, interim love, interim lover. If you still love her, don't be with another. Next one too will also discover you're an interim love.
Things as an artist, we make music and we want everyone to love it and we want everyone to listen to it. But I think it was once I zoned in on who I was, took pride in that and focused on that, I kind of gained my crowd, my fan base, and I think it really helped me establish as an artist. Love hip hop, love rap, and I can't wait to bring the local music scene to 90.9 The Bridge.
Hip hop artist Q, host Go DJ, The Bridge's hip hop, R&B, and pop show. Saturdays from 10 to midnight on 90.9 The Bridge.
The Bridge receives support from 7th Heaven, record store and smoke shop. For over 47 years, 7th Heaven has been an alternate lifestyle store for Kansas City. 7th Heaven offers the Vinyl Underground, where new and used records are always bought and sold. The selection is sure to please the casual buyer or the dedicated collector. Plus, the smoke shop, offering accessories and an expert staff. 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost.
This Labor Day weekend at Crown Center, it's the Kansas City Irish Fest. 3 days of Irish food, art, and culture with Gaelic Storm, Scythian, Young Dubliners, and Enter the Haggis. Plus Ashley Davis, Runa, Eddie Delahunt, Seamus Kelleher, Key and Byrne and a tribute to Steve Phillips featuring members of the Elders.
We're doing an Irish dance. Hey!
On Sunday, the return of the Irish Fest mixtape with Carswell and Hope. Kansas City Irish Fest with support from Culture Ireland. Tickets and more information are available at kcirishfest.com. Kansas City Irish Fest at Crown Center this Labor Day weekend in support of the Bridge.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
Why'd you have to waste my time? And now I'll never get it back. Wonder how you sleep at night after doing me like that.
Look at the fool you made of me. I let you have your way with me. Now I don't know what to believe anymore.
The boy's not what he never was, and so I had to give him up. I had enough. The boy's not mine. The boy's not mine.
You said that I was the one for you.
Oh, no, no, no. I guess you got her with that line, too.
You probably took her to that one spot.
Was it the one where you cook food in that one pot?
Yeah, and did he tell you about his first gig?
Yeah, he even chose a name for our first kid. Thought it'd be different, but how'd you let it in like this?
Got me thinking about emptying clips. You a performer. Yeah, you should get an Emmy for this.
Can't believe I fell for this shit.
The boy's not mine, he never was. And so I had to give him up. I had enough. The boy's not mine. The boy's not mine. Yeah.
And if you think I stick around, you're disillusioned. Cause I'm not one of these girls you got me confused with. You gon' make me act a fool and call the troops in here.
I'ma make you wish that you never met me. Think I'm playing, baby, yeah, I wish you test me. You gon' make me come through with the crew and end you, yeah.
The boy's not mine, he never was. And so I had to give him up. I had enough. The boy's not mine. The boy's not mine. The boy's not mine.
That was music from a Kansas City musician named Effie. That is spelled E-F-F-I-E. The song is called Not Mine, and that song features another musician named Jass, J-A-S-S, who is part of our event next Thursday called Playback. That song is on a brand new record that just came out this past weekend called Curve My Enthusiasm by the musician Effie. We met Effie because she participated in Make Music Day back on June 21st, which was an internationally celebrated music holiday all around the world. And for the first time since the event was born, Kansas City participated. And we played some music on our show to promote Effie's appearance at that event. And now we're a fan. And we're hooked, and we love her brand new record. There's several great songs on there that hopefully I'll be able to share over time here on the 8160. Again, that song was called Not Mine. If you head over to Effie's page on Facebook, you can see where you can stream her music. You can stream them definitely on Spotify. Again, the musician is spelled E-F-F-I-E. Something she did this past weekend at her album release show, she had a selfie station set up, and around every frame of everyone's photo in the frame, it talks about her album being released this on the release date and the name of the record. And I'm wondering, why have I only seen this now? Why haven't I seen other musicians with, you know, interesting selfie photo booths set up and name slugs in there and dates pushed and content pushed? It's a great way to let people remember the name of your record as they see it on Instagram for a very long time. So congrats to Effie on the innovative marketing there as well. Up next, More new music for you this week here on the 8160. Longtime Kansas City musicians, the Grizzly Hand, are back with some brand new music. They also have a really big show coming up in October. The show is called Brew at the Zoo and Wine 2. The event features 25 local breweries in the middle of the zoo, a wild outdoor setting. And Grizzly Hand sent us over this track last week, and we're happy to share it with you this week here on the 8160. The song is called Why Make Me Cry. Also, if you really love the Grizzly Hand, you can see a stripped-down version of them this Friday night, a free show from Lauren and Mike of the band, playing at a brand new bar in the West Bottoms called Ninth and State. Ninth and State. This building that they're going to play in, it's a 110-year-old building, and Charlie Parker played there. Again, that's Friday night, a free show from Lauren and Mike of the Grizzly Hand at a venue bar called Ninth and State. And again, throw it on your calendar, October 9th, Brew at the Zoo, a big show from the Grizzly Hand. And I imagine you're going to hear this brand new single from them. The song is called Why Make Me Cry, and it officially comes out on this Friday. Here it is for you.
Yeah. unsatisfied, too proud to admit it. Lived your whole life, too scared to ever quit it. Boyfriend, I passed the time, he's a nice enough mechanic. She takes a lesson, alright, now the rise of him in a panic. Has too much wine, she's empty threats of life, packs her bags and cries. When I get my money right, there'll be no goodbyes. North on 59, under the cover of night, meet myself and die. So let me flow away like a paper plane. Every hole's a big take, and every phone's in place, and all my old mistakes, and the ghosts of pain. May they dresses and pies, but it's fairly uncommitted. She's got talent for miles, but it's so self-deprecating. Cause if she never really tries, she can't be human. If she stays here, she'll die. So she posted what she created. Much to her surprise, it's holding record time above the asking price. Now she had a fucking ride. She's north on 59, under the cover of night. Strawberry moon is a guide, off to start a new life. So let them flow, flow away, like a paper plane. Every road's been saved, and every phone's in place, and all the road is stayed. Some money, she got a lead on a play. A little wanted, some lit, some lit, with total anonymity.
That was a brand new one for you there, this time from Lawrence, Kansas, from a band called The Rose Line. The song was called Paper Plane. That might be in the top five longest song we've ever played here on this show. I think it was about 7 minutes long. The Rose Line have a free show coming up on next Thursday in Lawrence, Kansas at South Park, which is at 12th and Mass, not too far from the Granada. You can bring your own lawn chairs, your own food, your own blankets, but no booze, folks. Sorry. They're also going to take a donation for the band that night, and I played those two songs in a row, one by The Rose Line and before that from The Grizzly Hand, and I'm wondering why these two haven't played on a bill before together. It'd be a really great night of music from The Grizzly Hand and The Rose Line. Recently, The Rose Line were featured on iHeart Local Music, a blog out of Lawrence, Kansas, and Fally Afani, who runs the blog, wrote this, that this song has dreamy guitars, driving rhythms, and frontman Colin Halliburton called the song a heartland rock jammer. I like that. The Rose Line have had the good fortune of landing placements in indie movies and major network television shows, including ABC's Nashville and Resurrection, as well as USA's Queen of the South. They've been featured on NPR, Pop Matters, American Songwriter, The Bluegrass Situation, and No Depression, amongst others. So many placements and spots out there for people to hear The Rose Line. This song features two other favorite musicians of mine, Heidi Lynn Gluck and Chase Horseman. That's the third single to come out from The Rose Line. It was called Paper Plane, and it's from their upcoming record called Constancy. And I've loved all three singles so far, so I'm really excited to hear the entire package when it's ready. Up next, more new music, this time from Monta at Odds. They have a show coming up on Friday night to celebrate the release of their brand new record. The record is called Peak of Eternal Light. It came out on July 23rd. We're going to hear a song from them called When Stars Grow Old. This is a band that's been around for almost 20 years. The two brothers, Diedrich and Delaney, have led the project for 20 years, and they've had a rotating cast of amazing musicians behind them over those two decades, making great music. All of those folks will be on stage for you on Friday night at the Record Bar. Opening up the show is Emmeline Twist, who we played a new song from them. Was that last week on the show? So it's going to go Emmeline Twist at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Monta at Odds, and then at 10 o'clock, members from the two bands will join forces and play, this is going to be something, a special tribute set to the band New Order. Again, Friday night at Record Bar should be an amazing night of music. Here's a new one from Monta at Odds. The song is called When Stars Grow Old, from their brand new record again called Peak of Eternal Light. Here it is.
When stars grow old.
Bridge is underwritten by Brookside Farmers Market, a friendly community of local growers and makers sharing wholesome, sustainable food with Kansas City eaters. Operating year-round and offering a variety of local and sustainably grown produce, meat, baked goods, and handcrafted items Saturday from 8 to 1 in the heart of Brookside at 64th and Warnell Road. More information at brooksidefarmersmarket.com. The A160 on the Bridge is underwritten by 7th Heaven, the Vinyl Underground and Smoke Shop, serving Kansas City for over 47 years.
The place where Kansas City discovers music.
90.9, The Bridge.
I am connected, going deeper inside myself, found freedom there at my core. I am effective, I am my highest self, I'm greeting all I adore. Saying welcome home, come and walk right through my door. Get comfortable, I have started to explore. There's so much more, galaxies, realities to see, all there for me. Tapped in,
saying it, more new music, this time for you from Lava Dreams. The song is called Galaxies. It's from her forthcoming album. It's also part of a year-long collection of singles from her. I believe that's the seventh single released from her so far of 2021. That probably ties Olivia Rodrigo in the amount of singles released in a year. I've been a fan of Lava Dreams for a long time. I love the dreamy synthy indie rock, and I'm excited that Lava Dreams is part of the Bridge 20-year anniversary celebration happening at Lemonade Park next Thursday. That's August 26th. The event is called Playback, and here is what that means in a few seconds. We worked with about 10 bands, and we had those bands perform a song from a record that, just like The Bridge, is also 20 years old. We had them go all around town and film these acts in really interesting places, like the Kit Kat Club at the J. Rieger restaurant, or on the lawn at the Kauffman Center, or on the riverfront, or on a rooftop. And I'm so excited to see this collection of videos and performances by 9 Kansas City bands. I'm going to run through this. It's a litany of names and songs. But in the project, we have Sam Wells playing a song by the band System of a Down. We have the Way Way Back covering Jimmy Eat World. We have Making Movies doing their version of a Radiohead song. I'm really excited about this one. We have Jessica Page teaming up with her usual band of amazing musicians, along with Jeff Harshberger on upright bass, doing tribute to Rufus Wainwright's song Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. Rufus Wainwright is about to be here in Kansas City, by the way. Calvin Arsenia and some of the folks from Quixotic teaming up to perform. This is a ridiculous one. It's so good. One More Time by Daft Punk, Katie Gian and The Drive, and I've listened to this song at least 20 times, doing their version of Hotel Yorba by the White Stripes, playing on the grass in front of the Kauffman Center. It's such a great performance. The Greeting Committee doing their version of the song Not the Same by the great Ben Folds, who was also going to be here in early October at the Kauffman Center. Kiana White, who will be performing next Thursday night, doing her version of Destiny's Child Survivor. And then Lava Dreams, who we just played, teaming up with Jazz, who we played earlier, doing their version of Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On. Just this list of the songs, all these songs are massive. They're all from massive records, and they all came out 20 years ago, just like The Bridge did. Come hang out next Thursday night, August 26th, at the outdoor, very safe, very socially distanced Lemonade Park in the West Bottoms for a great night of some live music, as well as a screening of a 30-minute movie featuring all those names and musicians I just read off in a really cool video of them playing all around town. Super geeked about it, and hopefully you can come out. And if you do miss it, we will be playing these songs in rotation soon on the station, and it will also be airing as a special on PBS at some point. I don't know when, but when I do know, I'll let you know too. Let's move along. More new music. This time from a musician I've never heard of. Her name is Melissa Mayhew. The song we're about to hear is called Mountain. And my friend Eric Davis, who is in the band Hembry and also Paolo Zalo, while I was building the show late last week, sends me an email, and it said something like, "Hey man, I'm working on this new project. A musician named Melissa Mayhew. I helped write and produce this song. I'd love it if you gave it a spin. You were the first person I thought of when the song was finished, and I wanted you to play it." And that's a really great way to get me to play your song. Plus, it was perfectly timed. I was literally building the song selection for the show. So we have brand new, unreleased music for you. The song is called Mountain, from the musician named Melissa Mayhew. Looks like she was born in Lawrence, Kansas, and maybe she now lives over in Nashville and has attended Belmont University. I'm gonna guess something involving music, as Belmont is full of music courses and classes. Here it is. Here's brand new stuff. It's called Mountain, produced by our friend Eric Davis of the band Hemry, from Melissa Mayhew.
I wanna take it all back, or do it all first place. Why am I still thinking about it now? I just can't seem to move it along.
Such a beautiful song for you right there. That's brand new music from Jay Taylor. The song is called You Make It Beautiful. It came out back on June 15th. Jay Taylor is the musical moniker of Kansas City musician Jordan Thompson. He's a 2 or 3 time guest on this show. He used to be in a band called Claire Audience, and he also plays in his brother's band. His brother is Jake Wells. And those guys recently just played out at Riverside at a park along with the Greeting Committee. And they were also one of the very last sets of musicians that we had on the show live when we used to do this show live. I miss those days. I love Jordan's music. He's such a good dude too. That music again is called You Make It Beautiful by Jay Taylor. Since they've sent me this, they've also released more new music already via Spotify. Again, check out Jay Dot, not like Jay as in Jason, but Jay Taylor. And again, You Make It Beautiful. Such good stuff coming out of him and also his brother Jake Wells. They were both recently featured in a really interesting article in The Pitch about how musicians, how they pivoted during the pandemic to continue to have some income coming in as a musician, and you should check that out over at The Pitch's website. Up next, continuing the theme, more new music. We've been doing this for 3 weeks in a row, and I have enough I could do like 7 weeks in a row easily. This time from a young Kansas City musician. Their name is Parker Beta. They are now known as PM Beta. The song we're going to play is called Favorite Song. It's a great song. It has a great video that goes with it. PM Beta is managed by 300 Management Company now. 300 also is the home of Megan Thee Stallion. He just moved out to LA. This song already has 400,000 spins on Spotify, 260,000 views on YouTube. His catalog has about 80 million spins on Spotify. He's got about 500,000 followers on TikTok. PM Beta. Don't forget this name, PM Beta, B-A-T-A. The song is called Favorite Song. This kid's blowing up. He's been on this show once, about 5 or 6 years ago. He was a child, and he was in a band called Theta Intellect, and they had won a Battle of the Bands that we hosted from Middle of the Map over at the Nelson Atkins Art Museum. And he's a good kid. I'm so excited to see him doing well and succeeding now out in L.A. Here's Favorite Song from PM Beta.
Can't drink this sauce. Yeah, PM. Pull up to a place, I can't stay too long. But when she say my name, it's my favorite song. I'm loving the way that she takes it off. I'll make time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you,
I like that.
Time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you special. In line when I speak my mind, sometimes you a handful. Oh, God, say my name, that's my favorite song. Shawty, do your thing. I told her no one compares, but she like you insane. Oh, yeah. She need a more ring. All these ups and downs, girl, you confusing me. Yeah. You know you bad. I want it bad, girl. Where you at? I'll make you laugh. I'll make you sad. I'm good at that. I'm living facts. She throwing ass and looking back. She said she want me to do it right. Shawty, I couldn't pass. I'll never pass on you, baby. I'm a mess and I get it, but shawty, you drive me crazy. I won't do the dash on you, baby. I'll confess when my mind is in distress. You save me. Pull up to a place, I can't stay too long. But when she say my name, it's my favorite song. I'm loving the way that she takes it off. I'll make time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you. Time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you special. In line when I speak my mind, sometimes you a handful. Oh, God, say my name, that's my favorite song. I might have to make you say that shit all night long. She will do the good and bad. I know that she gon' fuck with me still. Ain't no looking back, not tripping about the way that I feel. I'ma put it in the newest fashion. She gon' take it off, and then she hopping on the mat. Damn, this shit my jam. She riding me with no hands. I'm canceling all my plans, and I'm spinning on my advance. Oh, baby girl, I'm free talking with the way that you talk. Diamonds and pearls, I'll get you anything that you want. You my ride or die, my all the time, my valentine, little mama, I swear. You've been on my mind with no stop inside. Too hard to find, so I ain't leaving you. Love to a place, I can't stay too long. But when she say my name, it's my favorite song. I'm loving the way that she takes it off. I'll make time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you,
I heard this is the one.
Time for you, baby, time. Cause you know you special. In line when I speak my mind, sometimes you a handful. Oh, God, say my name, that's my favorite song. I might have to make you say that it's all night long.
What do you sort of just live, as I say, in search of that melody?
Here we go.
Find a balance in compositions like West and a sin. I should've, could've, would've before I take my last breath. It's a will and a stance and a testament to better men with brethren and left this boy tethering. Gaining peace, piecing out all kind of ties. Better watch out, getting bros' eyes from the wise. Better watch out, getting bros' eyes from the guys. There's no doubt, he gonna make you smize. He got a big surprise, like jealousy's a felony. A hell's in me, a swell you see, a tell with me, don't call with me, just bell with me and not with me. Feel what you gotta feel, be who you gotta be. Deal what you gotta deal, see what you gotta see. Beef, food, stocks, cheese, sitcoms. We'll move to a city for lottery chance fame, but SNL, maybe that's the way. Ain't got a perfect mind, body, old soul. Don't shout out about your talents, better show them why you're bored. And buying chains and cars, just teching our boss to arm my head and heart with seminars and bars. No flexing arms, just every scar. Smart like a bot, sharp like a dot. Look at this kid, look though we lit. Marshmallow kid, kickboxing fit. He knows everything, need a big old chain. change. He also knows that he loves stage. Oh, Skip, behave. Oh, Skip, you brave. No, Skip, don't hate. Skip, see through fake. This a level up. This a give now. This a all out rage. This a all out phase. Leaving out questions for you to answer. Are you living life or not? Necromancer, do you stare at your screen? Getting eyeball cancer? Do you take the lead or stay back like Prancer? Do you feel like you've been seen? Do you feel like you've been freed? Explore these, you might make a switch. I hope you find your own dying wish.
After you've absorbed the day and you get all settled down, you're quiet, you're all ready to go to sleep now, you turn out the light, and you get your sleeping stance together, and there's the idea you've been looking for all day long, you know? And you get up and put the light on, and get the paper and the pencil, and usually before you go to sleep, you got the next part of it.
It's a brand new unreleased song for you right there. That song is called Rant. It's from a musician named Music by Skippy. You can find out more information about them on their social media over on Facebook easily at Music by Skippy. The video for that song went live on July 31st, and we've been a fan of the musician behind the project named Luke Harbor for a long time. He used to intern over at the Kansas City Star, and every Monday we would host Star Sessions, a live stream video concert before the whole world was doing live stream concerts in the COVID days. And Luke would help us out with the production, video work, and sound work. And he was a great asset to us. And he's gone on, and he told me at the time, you know, he dabbled in music. I had no idea that he had a full-length record coming sometime soon, and excited to share music from Music by Skippy. Again, that song is called Rant. It's from a full-length record, which will be coming out shortly, and I am hoping we get some more music from that, and we'll share it with you once it is released, and once they start playing out live, and we'll tell you about their shows. I should say, the Overland Park, Kansas native, uses beatboxing, singing, rapping, keyboards, and vocal looping to entertain all ages of audiences. And again, I'm so happy for him that this record's coming out and what it's going to do. I'm excited for Music by Skippy. We've got one more song for you this week on the show, and this is a special one to me. A long time ago on Instagram, Fally Afani at iHeartLocalMusic tagged me in a picture of a musician I did not know named Nicholas St. James, and it said something like, "You got to check out this guy." And I did. I went to see Nicholas St. James, and I was instantly a fan of his acoustic style, of his vocal style, and just him. He's such a good guy. And that night, I saw him the first time. He said at one point, "Who here likes William Elliott Whitmore?" And I, like, throw up my hands because I love William Elliott Whitmore. And he played a cover of William Elliott Whitmore. And then I discovered Nicholas St. James's own catalog and loved it. I was lucky to get to work with him on some festivals. And then he started hosting every Thursday night at the Intercontinental. He'd play a set. And before My Wife Was My Wife, when we were dating, we would go hang out there on Thursday nights and listen to Nicholas St. James play. And it became our spot. Every Thursday night, we'd go there and listen to him. And we love Nick so much, we ended up having him officiate our wedding. He was hilarious. He's a comedian, and it was his very first wedding he'd ever done. He just recently moved to St. Louis, and he released this brand new record on July 11th. The album is called Dark Night Blues. We're going to hear a brand new one from him. It's called Pink Lemonade by Nicholas St. James. Thanks for hanging out with us this week here on the 8160 and checking out all this new music. We're going to do it again next week. Talk to you then. Thanks.
On a flight back from Florida in an Iowa sea, back to St. Louis City straight from the Delray Beach. I'm thinking about you, honey, and it's such a luxury. I was flatlined, you came and gave this old heart a beat. Do you understand? Are you part of another avenue? If I'm feeling after failing out of plan, pink lemonade, your sugar
is melting my teeth. Black licorice got my tongue tied down to the knee. Spell me your name, does it start with a K or a C? This milk carton kid was found out in the ocean breeze. Do you understand? Are you part of another? Have you without feeling after failing the blame? Connection, please. To an introverted, exuberant personality. Well, if you're throwing clay pigeon, you don't shoot the first thing that you see. You don't ride the escalator just for the scenery. Do you understand? Are you part of another? Have you without feeling after failing another play?
Yep. Yeah. All right now.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.